This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Seattle Teachers Union says it's proud of what its striking teachers stood up for. Now there's a tentative deal with the public schools, says the school district. The AP's Donna Warder.
District officials say they'll let students know today when they can head back to class. They had been out 5 school days, including today, after teachers went on strike last week over issues like pay and classroom support. The school district had offered pay increases of an additional 1% above the 5.5% cost of living increase set by state lawmakers. That was far less than the union said it wanted. I'm Donna Warder.
Mourners have been standing in long, long lines throughout the night to pay their final respects to Queen Elizabeth as her body lies at rest in Edinburgh, Scotland. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Pews stretch outside St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh as hundreds wait to pay their respects. Members of the public are viewing the late monarch's coffin after it arrived at the cathedral on Monday. The coffin, with the crown of Scotland resting on a cushion on top of it, is to stay in the 12th century cathedral through Tuesday. Late afternoon, it will begin its journey to London. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Russia is still pounding Ukrainian positions, despite Kyiv's claims that so many Russian soldiers are surrendering that Ukraine's running out of space to house them. Peter Zatko, the former Twitter security chief who's warning of security flaws, privacy threats, and lax controls at Twitter, will testify before Congress today. Still falling, gas prices. Gas is down to $3.70 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, 26 cents less than a month ago. The big winners at the Emmy Awards last night include Succession and Ted Lasso. This is AP News. More on the Emmys now from the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I am an endangered species.
A night of victory and affirmation for several of the winners, chief among them Cheryl Lee Ralph, who sang in triumph as she accepted the award for Best Supporting Actress for Abbott Elementary. She then told anyone who ever doubted their dreams to see her as an inspiration.
This is what believing looks like.
That theme was picked up by Lizzo, who won for Best Competition Show for Watch Out for the Big Girls. She literally gave them a shout out.
Where are my big girls? Are they here?
The night's other big winners for programs included Squid Game, Euphoria, Saturday Night Live, and among performers, Jason Sudeikis, Zendaya, and Michael Keaton. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Dow rose 229 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.